Ben. Psycho. Ben. Psycho. Hi guys, this is yet another episode of the Psycho Podcast, and this is amazing because this is the first episode of season 3. We've done season 1, all season 2, season 3. The podcast now is an year plus, few months, let's say 1 year, 2 months, and I'm so excited that we've made it this far. We've made such huge strides. I mean, last year we won Podcast of the Year. Thank you so much, guys, for voting. And I'm so excited about this specific season because I'm raising the game in terms of production. I wish you guys can see the behind the scenes that we even have wazungus, you know, like wase utaka kusikia kuna mzungu kwa production for it to look serious. But no, this is done by my very, very cool guys from Blueberry Productions, led by Steve, and I'm also working with a lady called Shiro, and this is gonna be so amazing. The last episode that I did had some sound issues. But all in all, you guys still watch. I didn't even think you guys would more bashment, but I thank you guys for just bearing with that bad sound. But from now henceforth, bad sound is something we're gonna put in our archives as the Psycho Podcast Kuna archives. Like, we are forgetting about it completely. Now, I'm also gonna be reading some of the comments that I received from last time, and we have Eugene Genius. He's saying, we're always supporting our homie out of Wanye Close. Big shout out to you, Eugene. Anyone who says Wanye Close, only mtu alinijua kutoka kitambo sana. So big shout out to you, Eugene. Brio Mwangi is saying, is it me or today's sound on YouTube isn't perfect? Yes, Brio, we had a problem with the mics. Nilizieka karibu to each other, so they were picking frequencies from each other. You know, uamachatu. But now I'm done doing the whole production. It's being handled by Blueberry. And then Collins Regeru is saying, Akina waonanga na amini true love and companionship still exist. I pray to God that one day I may have what you two people have, if not better. Amen to that, my brother. All in God's time. This dude is always real, man. Jerry Ndengu, Asante sana, my brother. Owiti Brenda is saying, budgeting for mistakes. I'm definitely carrying this with me. Then we have another Muga Lynette. Lynette is actually my friend. Muga, one day she'll actually have her on the podcast, on the show. Anasema, who was trolling Shiro? There's an army behind her. Please, we're relaxed. Thank you both for being candid and always sharing your truth. Doreen is saying, it's the storytelling for me. I learn a lot from personal stories, and Ben does all that. Ben does that all the time. Hi, Wanjiru. Juliet Wayaki is saying, am I the only one who wishes I'd subscribe twice? Thank you so much, Juliet. You're so kind, man. Emmanuel Young is saying, your chemistry is just undeniable. And then Furaha Osodo is saying, Wanjiru Njiru is the best, so wise. Njambi Kamau is saying, big fan, yo, but this is hard to watch. The audio is off. The picture is shaking. Meanwhile, the snippet on Twitter really made me want to watch this. So I'm so sorry, Njambi. We had those problems. Yani, last week, I think I had some point to go to Liskia the earthquake. I don't know what my haters were sending my way. So today we're going to have a very fun episode where I'll have the same guest I've been having. Yani, amekuwa akiinsist. Anasemanga kila time nakujanga hapo maisha yangu pia inabadilika. Wacha nikuambie, Ben, nitapanda mbegu kwa hiyo podcast, you know. And I decided to call her again. And today we're going to be talking about our experiences in university. If you're watching this video for the first time, make sure you subscribe. If you're also watching it for the second time, nabado huja subscribe. Subscribe, like, comment, share. And let's get these numbers to 100K subscribers by the end of this year. We can make it to that goal. So let's get to it today. Let me tell you today. You know, I keep telling you, and earlier I made that joke. It's like Jeff Koinange live, you know, when he doesn't have a guest, he always goes to Atoli. And I guess you're my Atoli for this show. I move like this. I know that daddy's gonna watch, so I want him to see how much the boundaries are. Is this okay? We continue. Yeah, and today I have an amazing, amazing guest. Tulifanya naye a lot of episodes last season, and even the last episode we did with Wanjiru, and the first episode, I wanted to give you the honors for us to kickstart this season 3. Do you think in future we're gonna have a podcast together?
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'd want to. I like the way you do things.
I like our chemistry,
so is that a yes? Am I putting in the hotspot? Yeah.
You know, I think people need to understand that every time I'm on this podcast, it's because there was a guest who was to come. and then that guest
did not
show up. So I become, because I'm always with him, I become the backup.
I'll be like, okay, check it, by the way, go. But if Halingam, it's in Kutumi Uber to say you come. So yeah, I'm so happy, man. And first of all, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very fine. How have you been since the last episode?
I've been great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, transitions.
Yeah, transitions.
Lots of transitions. I think we spoke about Mawa, but other things, which in due time we can speak on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice, you? Man. I've been well myself. I've just been planning on season 3. We had sleepless nights with the production team. You know, we're just checking the mics, just checking our voices. Okay, you know that.
For the first time, you had sound check the day before.
Yeah, actually, yesterday I had sound check. I'm
the
working with
before.
An amazing, amazing.
Yeah, Blueberry Agree.
Known as Steve. And if you're looking to do a podcast but you don't know how to go about the technicalities, I'm gonna put the link down there and make sure you book your session now. Steve is a very cool guy who also happens to be working with Wanjiro. There's a lady called Wanjiro.
Rispa.
We're in the team. So your team ni kubwa. The back system niambia venye watu utafuta NSSF for the employees and HIF. I want to start doing those things earlier.
No,
future, I'm running for
list.
Governor up on a
rua.
Anyway, so today we're going to be having our conversations about our campus, uni experiences, and what we learned from uni.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the education, but what more did we learn from university? And I thought, who else to have this conversation with than somebody I was with in uni? Which uni did you go to?
Kenyatta University.
You're very proud of that.
Yeah. But you have to tell them the backstory of how we ended up doing this video.
How we ended up doing video. I saw the video you did about some of the things you learned from university.
Yeah.
And I thought that would have been a good conversation starter for us to further that conversation.
Yeah.
What we learned from university. So this video is actually sponsored by UNICEF.
Yes.
UNICEF is an organization that links guys to universities anywhere across the world.
So
just go to them, they're in Kenya, and they do this, all this they do for free. Just tell them what you're passionate about, what career you want to study in. So say me unataka kuenda hapo unataka kusomea music. Alafu umeenda hapo unataka kuambia unataka kuenda MIT. Unakwambia MIT is not where people go to for music. They go to Berkeley.
Yeah.
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 Or if you wanna learn IT and maybe a role you make Yale. But maybe Yale is good.
Yeah, no, what they do is they're able to match you.
Yeah.
They advise you, like they're people who guide you through the process, and I was talking about this in my video, and I'm glad that they sponsored even this one so that we can tell even your audience and talk about it, is that the journey to university is usually like a very long and tedious one, especially if you're applying.
Oh, tell me about it.
Did you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, they're getting a
what
course.
What do you experience?
Okay.
So they're able to match you like to career counselors who will be able to take you through the whole which university should you apply, which country would be the best. So if it's America, if it's UK, if it's Australia, which country would be the best for what you're looking for. And it's not only what is it called, undergrad, it's even postgrad, it's even like PhD. Do you think you'll ever do your master's by the way? I've never asked you, even on a personal, like away from the cameras.
I don't know if I'll ever do my master's. Maybe in something that I really, really like.
But you took 6 years to do a political science course,
on.
So
but
I don't think
I'm studying
a
like
master's.
Three things at once: psychology, sociology, political science. What did you study?
Economics and finance.
That's
and you wanted
that's
to
like
and you wanted to do economics and finance. You just
actually started and then I failed the first and then
I think you got an E
so
in microeconomics.
You can remember the university. Yeah. It's not a must. This life is not meant for suffering like this usually. Nisafe nikiwa na logbook, calculator uko na set na divide alafu pia nisafe like maths not for me.
Yeah, so that's essentially what UNICEF do. They've been in the game for 15 years.
Yeah.
I feel like a UNICEF rep.
Yeah,
I mean, here to talk
like
about
UNICEF. UNICEF, you really need to tip our well.
But it's because I've also used their services, and I was talking about it on my YouTube video. It's just that I didn't follow through, so I can vouch for what they do, because when I needed them, they really came through for me.
There was a time you really wanted to go to my dream wedding. But now I'm here. Mimi, Ben, Mimi. As in your Navy, Upper Thicker Road. Me, soon I'll be in Georgia.
That's all I don't think like that. But that was really me, especially and after myself, I felt like I needed to fulfill a lot. Yes, after, oh yeah, after undergrad, yeah. I felt like I needed to fulfill like a long lost dream.
Yeah.
Because I really, when I was doing my undergrad, I really wanted to go. Then yeah. I failed.
Yeah.
I failed my SATs. I didn't do my personal statement. And I think, and I was telling you before we prepped for this, yeah. It's because I didn't have the guidance. I think that's why people like Kinisa come.
Yeah.
To help you and guide you through the entire process, yeah. So I think I need to mention even at this point that they will be having a virtual fair, 10th of May.
Yeah.
Which is on Monday.
This coming Monday?
Yeah. I will leave a link in the description box. I honestly feel like a Unisa rep. It makes me really happy. Like I've been given a
Let me tell you, you look like you're struggling. You know what you need?
Unisa.
Did you cook that breakfast well? You know what you need?
Unisa. So if you're looking like to do your undergrad, postgrad, PhD, I will leave a link in the description.
Yeah.
Register all free of charge.
Yeah.
You can go and join their virtual event. Ask all the questions that you want to ask, and they will be able to guide you in the entire process.
That's so dope, man. And I'm also happy that we're having this conversation on guys are allowed to join university. Right?
Yes, join university, graduating.
Yeah. You know, after Matiang'i changed the whole system after COVID. You say, I can't keep up with when the things close.
Yeah.
When they open, I can just keep seeing them on the A-stores.
Do you remember who was the Minister of Education when we were doing our cases? Getting into...
No, I can't remember. Do you remember?
No.
Do you remember the day when the results were coming?
Yeah. I remember. I was at home, of course.
Oh, students will come into Tambua.
Back where you were?
Your school is going to be a Junaya. It's like my family.
I know Junaya. We worked together.
Junaya, yeah. So I went to their house because if you're in the south, you know, we can't have a doctor. But you know, it was free very fast.
But I was
Mom
alone
would
at home. I was alone at home.
Are you alone? I was tense. I love you know, me had like plan A and plan B.
Mm.
So before I finished, before I finished my 4-4, I had already applied for Strath, just in case, in Guinea and the South.
But
South.
Who are you going to survive Strath?
Ah, now looking at the way systems, it's in Strath in the Chujua Square.
Yeah. You're not a stickler for rules.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have survived that Strath.
Yeah.
KU, you know KU, by the time they're kicking you out of KU,
you really
we can maybe na Loria Mawe or
something.
Yeah. You know? But so this thing just got me thinking that we've never shared our campus experience. What are some of the things that we learned from, you know, we speak about the lessons we learned in our 20s, living together with guys, but I've never talked about the lessons that I learned in campus. And so many guys are about to join campus. A lot of guys are also about to move out, start living on by themselves. And I thought this would have been a perfect match, man.
And thank you to UNICEF again.
Yeah.
the rep is here. Thank you to UNICEF.
Do you have a UNICEF tattoo? Maybe on your sleeve or something.
I'll get yours first.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but I shared my lessons, but it's you can bounce off each other.
Nice, man. So let's start. I remember joining Kenyatta University because I cleared in 2010, joined uni in 2011. So of course it's that whole thing, you go to UON, everyone met at UON where you pick the courses that you want to go to. Did you come for that?
Yes,
UON thing?
I came to change my course.
You came to change?
My course, yeah.
Because you would come to Chagwanini before?
I think I've chosen Bachelor of Commerce.
I love it.
I wanted to do economics.
That's not so far-fetched, man. I think
it's not so different.
I think for me, at first, I had taken something like law or something. I had taken something so sophisticated. Not even you are high school.
I think at economics,
you're the future Nelson Mandela. You guys can do it.
No, Pepe.
Upper Hill, we are going to get A's this year. And I go gas up. But you are going to talk to someone. Can't we go to Chief Justice? You know, the school summer. But so I had to go change and take Bachelor of Arts, and then I was called to Kenyatta.
Yeah, then I think you chose economics first.
I had chosen economics, yes, at first, but I had to cancel it. I had to cancel it. And, you know, I picked something a bit lighter, something chewable.
You can chew.
Something chewable. So I picked the arts.
Yeah.
And I went to KU and I learned so much in KU. KU is a different world. I thought, you know, there's a way I thought life was in.
Mm-hmm.
And then now there's a way life was at.
How did you think? University.
I thought, to be honest, I really compared the universities in Kenya and the universities as in Emu at 90210. So I thought,
that was me. I wanted to go to university.
Oh, 90210.
That's what I was applying.
Oh,
abroad university.
I remember. So we went to, I remember the first day I joined KU. And then first of all, you know, like in KU, you also apply to be in the hostels. Mm. And so I was taking the first hostel I was taking into had like 8 guys. And I thought it was pretty okay at that time.
Coming to your hostel at that
time. I called everyone. Nyayo 4.
And I was like, who is this guy?
I was in Nyayo 4 and it was such a unique experience, because you see now the beauty about KU is that it's a public university, mm-hmm. So it gets people from all over the country.
Yes, yes.
Guys, wa Riverside, wa Wusi, wa Kitale, wa Buyula, mm-hmm. wa Vihiga, uko ndani, Kiambu, Odindegwa, everyone now comes to one place. So mm-hmm. I remember your room in Nilikuwa, I think I had a lot of guys from Kitale. Now you know Kitale and Ugali, they go like this because of their meat. Now let me tell
like
you,
this.
They go like this. I don't even know what going like this. Oh, it's like this.
Oh, okay.
So I remember the first time this guy is Wakamu Pikasa.
So say you umerushwa, nakumuka, you are just being mixed to everyone, see you?
Yeah.
Everyone from whichever county
from whichever county you're in or you're from.
Mtapatana kwa hostel. 8 people.
8 people, because I was still a first year. Apparently the other ones they had like 2 people or more for like 7 years or something. Mm-hmm. But there were also other bougie hostels like Kilimambogo. There was also another one called Ngong. Remember Ngong for
yes,
the ladies?
Yes.
Ngong was very nice and bougie.
It was for ladies only.
Yeah, it was just for chicks only.
I remember Kilimambogo. Tanya was in
Kilimambogo, yeah. Donnie was in Kilimambogo. Okay. Yeah, so I was the only one in Nyayo. And now this time we to make work before us in Kitale Kawe. As in Pikona Wakakamega, Kitale. We also had some guys from Kisumu.
Mm.
So now we have to learn to live with different people from different cultures. And I was so shocked, the first dinner. Well, it was this big for real. And it's like 3 eggs. And like, you know, at some point it's like you cut a very big piece and then you just touch like this.
So,
and then the guy of course missing for nothing now, because you damn sitting go button up like AM. So the challenge of being in public university hostels is that everybody is cooking something different.
Mm.
Like you can start from the first door, somebody is cooking jumbo, the other one is cooking omena, the other one is cooking eggs. Like the whole place is like,
it's a boiling pot.
Yeah. So I remember coming back and had like this big guy and very small on me. Yes. I love someone to me. I'm trying to mind my business. But look,
at this point, I'll just make friends.
Guys who are with me in high school, make friends now. In fact, down there, maybe like first year, I'm still eating at the mess. We don't do that. Let me see if I feel right. I'm still eating at the mess. So, you know, like, but we judge and hook us.
Because,
you know, like, mess meat is like 20 more eggs.
What's it for time?
It's workable. Yeah, Shiba. You know, at this point in life, I would have to put tamu, would have to put Shiba and energy. So I remember coming back from the mess, and it's like I'm betting umsiatamalize ugali na yo the small egg my eye.
So saizi, unalala wapi? Juu ya machini.
I was sleeping. Nilikuwa nalala chini.
Oh, I love so. Ilikuwa how many double deckers?
Just two. I was sleeping down and there was some room. So like.
I love
so.
Kuna 4 of those.
Yeah, now it's 4 of those.
In like a small room. Okay, I'm asking because I never slept. In as much as I was in KU, I used to live at home.
You're part of the cookies. You're part of the deep sauce.
I was. But I used to live at home, so my interaction with hostel living was very minimal.
Yeah. So. Like, basically, that's how, like, no, and then they end up balancing that food. Like, amalizi ugali kwanza na chama yaina, amalizi mayayi na batu ugali. Like, and a balancing one, that was like, these are the true chemists. This is what balancing was all about, you know. Forget the H2O plus Cl2.
It's the ugali and mayayi.
This is the real balancing.
But you know, Ben, I think, in retrospect, even at Okipena's story, I realized that even till today, one of your best qualities, and if you know Ben personally, is his ability to get along with
anyone,
regardless of where you come from. Like, I find that, and I've told you so many times, I find that, like, it's your superpower, because Ben will blend or, like, live with anyone from how, it doesn't matter how your personality or your character is.
We just have to live like together. Because like, KU, we live with everyone.
Yeah.
We had thugs, we had rowdy people, we had clean people, we had wasiwasi, mzee unajua dani niko mjiambia nichungia KU ati ndaingia end. Pia mimi nda kuona pray, asshole kuna mga kitu kama 5. Wasiwasi huni was serious, mzee hata outfit, there's a way they maintain a certain dress code. Misa kwanza niko huko, mabeshto wengine wameni drag annex, watu wasiwe kukona annex. Wewe, utapigwa na Bible, ama, I don't know, like wakurushie kikasi, man. 2 kgs of curses, man. What did you learn, no? The best thing I learned, the fact that you are more of a discord. Missing your wife and a discalling, because what do you want to call up?
Discalling.
Discalling, discalling, same thing.
I think in the same, and I talked about this, I feel like it's a good reputation, but if you haven't watched my YouTube channel,
yeah, this is a different audience.
Yeah.
From Romania.
It will be about like building your tribe.
Yeah.
And I think in as much as I wasn't able to experience people from different cultures because of how my university life was set up, plus the guy I was dating at that time lived, was not a KU student. So of course, because we used to spend a lot of time together, I was in KU mainly just for the classes, and then now I felt like my social life was outside.
You even used to work at some point. You used to work at Trans Radio.
Trans World? I don't know.
Yeah, you used to work.
Trans World.
You were a bit ahead, and that brings me to also my second point about the other thing that I learned was financial
planning,
management.
Yeah.
With actually nothing, like with no budget, like you budget, no budget. You understand? Yeah. I've ever budgeted something like no budget or like the least budget. So like
we used to get the same amount of money
per day
from our host.
Sure.
So I was given 200 shillings, but and you were given 200.
For this
in the spirit of full disclosure.
Yeah.
But I used to live at home, so meals were catered for.
Yeah.
But for you, like he was breaking it down for me.
Yeah.
And I would watch like to break
I can still break it down. So like for me, I used to get 200 shillings per day. Or rather, I used to live off that 200 shillings.
Yeah. Is that noise?
Okay. So like, for your 200 shillings, let's say you have breakfast for like 30, where you get like tea for 20 and one chapati.
Do you know the only place I go is a food? Nutrition. Yeah, that will be food for education. That's all. Like,
No, like, it was not food for education.
I'm just wondering if the food was really nutritious.
No, it was very nutritious because mabuchai ni normal and then there was chapos. Chapos were 10 bucks. So that's like 30 bucks. Then at that time, I'm not even living at Wendani. I was living inside the school. So
all the segregation of places.
Yeah, so I'm not. First of all, in Kenyatta University, there were guys were divided in different sects. So like the kawaida, common, person. There's a lot of classes in there because wase wa kawaida, wase ni washamba kiasi, na wenye just freshers, you sleep at the hostel. Get? Then ukifika second year, umeshaanza kuwa mjanja, you are taken to sleep, you get a house at Wendani. If you're well off, you can get off a house at Shuge, Kaskari. Kaskari was for the elites, you know, those were like the white islands, you know. It's like, this is like you need a kipande to walk in Kaskari, you get. Because their hostels are also really, they also had hostels outside.
No,
they had hostels there, but those hostels were strings. Mm-hmm. Like, they want you to come there by 10. You can't come in with your cheap friends.
Yeah.
You can't do this. Ah, me, I was like, this is upper here. Me, I don't want none of it. So, to Kaingia, the ghetto, which is Wendani. But then also, rich guys in Wendani would live closer to the road.
The more expensive houses were on the road.
Well, yeah, were closer to this side. So, they like the Magunas, or there were some flats there. Sometimes we even used to live in like nice one bedrooms. And I used to see them as like, what?
Why did them even from the royal family? 2 bedrooms.
Eh, hey, also, no, this is a sisi ju bado mnabado, like you guys are still hustling. Na inge huko kukeka Wendani, huko ndani karibu na Gedora. In fact, flat I used to live in was called Great Terrace, GT. So I could go house like 6K and you're 2 of you, so it's 3K, 3K.
Yeah.
And then now because we are like the whole upper gang, just work out from Zuma. So like most of this house is by my friend, the other house is by my friend, the other house is also by my friend. But they're all the seaters, man.
Actually, you had a social life.
It's because I lived inside school, of school.
Yeah.
You know? So no, but it's you. So like now when now you go to Wendani, now your life has gone up. It's like just your life is really upgrading.
Yeah.
So your time. So now the budget changes as well. Because now you have to include transport from Kahawa Wendani to Kenyatta University. And in the mornings it used to be used to be 20 bob. Now 20 bob, if you go 20 bob, what I could panda gari. You know, now you're waiting for it to be like 10 bob. Because if it's 20 bob, it will misbalance your whole equation for the day, you know?
Yeah.
So breakfast 30 bob, 10 bob kuenda, 10 bob to Rudy. Lunch was like 60 bob. That was like two chapels, beef and cabbage. Or if I'm bowling, yeah, that's a decent meal. And then the rest for airtime, and then there's also dinner. So financial planning was imagine, na alikuwa USIU mzee, nilikuwa natetemeka aje. Mimi nilikuwa nasikia kucheese because, you know, like you go to USIU, first of all, their lunch is like 150. It's not like 150. What is this, Kempinski? Like, of course, there's no one by here. So, like, mostly mnaona na naesa yenye help imeingia. Unajua, help ikiingia hivi. Help ndio ilikuwa inaingia hivi, unanipata Riverside nikiulizia nyumba. Mnauza hiyo. It's like 16K, you know. Now you have that money in your account. Mm-hmm. And budgeting was, like, I remember the times we'd go out, 500 was enough. Ah, tunatoka, like, we'd go out to the machine. Like, that's almost like unheard of.
Living, yeah.
You come from Ngani to town to Westlands.
And most times, sometimes you even used to walk from school.
Definitely. They used to walk,
it's like,
you know?
A 30-minute walk.
Oh, yeah. Then your legs will be really fine.
Yeah.
It's a lot. In fact, I never used to like walking with you during rush hour. So bold kuna panda hizo gari zenye watu wanasema ni 30 bob, 20 bob. Alafu sasa unajua ukiona mademo wa sawa, hawezi onesha how broke you are. So uko like, ah, sawa, tuingie basi. You even pay for them, man. Unapata kufika kwa hao mzee. You question if you quite imbalance, no? Udia wamekutuwa kwa form. So the best thing to do, ni unamua phone. Avoid that thing.
And actually, I can confirm that. There are some times we used to go home. Tunachana kwa stage mina pana mat. I'm like, see, you just panda the same mat because mina shukia wendani.
No, people like,
neza shukia wendani.
People like you used to actually annoy people like us because muna panda izo. See what it will got na kata. Mbako we say as in 10 bob. But sisa nyi mkisha fika chambi wani 30 bob ndiyo mkisha ingia.
Oh my god, that's so cheap.
30 bob, neza ka hapo mbele. Nipanguzi ya ukiti, please. You know? Like, mazua, kani 10 bob, 10 bob, you hang anyway. That was university for me,
oh
man.
Oh my god. I think for me, when it comes to financial planning, would have been, for me, it would be the value of work.
Yeah.
Because I worked, I was blessed enough to find work. Now, the 200 my parents used to give me was sufficient. It was more than sufficient because, as I said, I used to live at home. So I had, you could say, different from your equations. Yeah. I didn't have to, like, I could eat a heavy breakfast and then go and survive in school. Yeah. And then so my only amount of money would be.
Yeah.
And sometimes mom and dad were so gracious they could drop me.
Yeah.
So then I didn't incur any cost.
Oh, you're the chosen one.
But again, like, there are things that I needed to do extra for myself. But that's where, like, my parents would draw the line.
Yeah.
So, like, if I wanted to do my hair, they'd be like, from your savings, do your hair.
Yeah.
From your savings, buy yourself some. Buy yourself clothes. Don't ask me. So even the fact that I was able to get a part-time job, that it didn't pay at me ridiculously well, but it was able to cater for this.
How much are you paying? Should you disclose here? Like, that's ages ago.
It was a script. I've never talked about it. We were being paid per script.
Mm.
And so each per script was 500. So depending on how many you voice that month, you could get. So in a good month, you could voice 10 to 20.
Oh, it's like 10 G's.
It ranges between there.
Yeah.
So you could, what is it called? You could get paid between that amount of money.
Yeah.
So I think for them, the notion that got drilled into my head was that for you to afford the things that you want, you have to work for them. Nobody would do them because my parents would not give them to me, so I had to work.
Yeah,
and I think you even know how big of a workaholic I am.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
My thinking is, if I want anything, I have to work for it.
I think, there's that also. I think also public uni teaches you just some hardcore being resilient.
Yeah.
Makes you so resilient because at this time, by the way, it's not like it's not like I'm living this life and I'm so sad when I go home. Like, this was like, I was having so much fun. I was excited, you know, like
you're even sad when you graduated.
I was never like, I never used to sit and, you know, be depressed. I don't have money for this. Nothing. But I remember, by the way, let me now just say it. Every time I'd hang out with you, Susan, Mwikali, Tem, I'd go one more broke. Because you guys, no, because I'm with chicks, I have to go to eat, I have to eat at like nice places. So I remember Soil Dishes would spend like 150 for lunch.
And
Even my homies never used to come there, man. Ushawai ni unani mewa kitembea na sisi tunakuja kula Swahili dishes. No.
Swahili dishes used to be like a date place for me, you, Sue,
Tem,
Julie. Yeah,
Julie. Just like the whole Mount Kenya mafia, you know. So that's how we're 30 minutes in.
Wow, we've been talking for 30 minutes. Wow.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Doesn't feel like 30 minutes when you're having fun.
So yeah, so financial planning and just being resilient, you know, like it makes you not give up. Because also at this time I'm also getting some money from Crest Cycles, but that money is still going back to the music.
Yeah.
Because we have audio, we producer pia na tulibisha venye wanataka, video directors were working with Enos.
So but even you, you were working.
I was working. Yeah. I was one of the richest in my squad. I was one of the guys they would look up to and say, "Mimi nataka kukua mafia kama Mr. Karaoke." On below 250. I was like you see those statistics in the US, oh, this is Kenya. 90% of the people here live under a dollar. I'm like, yeah, I relate, bro.
I am one of those.
That's between morning and lunchtime. That's me, you know.
below
the dollar, you know. But I think if in a bedsitter,
we're good.
If you're gonna sleep in a bedsitter, if you're gonna sleep on the floor, if you're gonna have like four roommates. So just live like that and just enjoy it and just have fun, you know.
Yeah.
The thing also about campus life is that it really changes. Like after that, kuna wase watenda inside, kuna wase watenda inside. Just, you know, just enjoy where you're at and just keep dreaming and believing in what you want to believe. What about you?
I think even tying to what you were saying,
yeah,
about don't let the pressures and be content with where you are.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm thinking about it in the sense that when I joined, because they were going to take CSE,
yeah,
I suffered with the curse, quote unquote.
Yeah, of being confused.
Of being confused and saying, my grade, with my grade, I need to go to an Ivy League university. So I spent a lot of, even when I joined, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
Even like, I think the first semester,
yeah,
I spent time thinking that this KU is just a filler position.
Oh, wow.
My results for Yale.
Remind me of those kids who are not transfer next term. Not transfer next term. The next time I'm going up for parking. Hey, rather next term.
Because I remember thinking that I think my decision for campus had not come out.
Yeah.
Of those applications that I had made. So I remember thinking that KU that semester was just a filler position and
yeah,
I was going to go to Yale and Harvard.
Yeah.
One school,
yeah.
But I remember my application letter came back, my rejection letter came back, and all schools that I applied to had rejected me. Allow me to flag UNISAP at this point and say, if you really don't want to be rejected like me, please don't do it solo dolo like I did.
Oh, so people don't apply directly. It's easier if you apply through.
You can't apply directly, but you see the goal again. The UNISAP rep is here.
Yeah.
Them is that they will be able to guide you because it's not just an exam that you do.
Yeah.
It's like there are personal statements that you have to make.
Yeah.
Like there's so much application process and they're able to help you because they have experience.
Sasa kama wali reject mtu walipata A. Sisi wenye tulipata B plus wangetumia polisi watushike for lack of seriousness.
No, and I think at that point when the rejection letter came, I don't know if I've told you, but if I've told them to you, forgotten, I stayed like in bed for one day crying. Because I couldn't believe that I was going to go to KU. Because in my mind, I was transferring.
I'm so happy being at KU. Like, I used to love
it. In my mind, was interesting. And all this to say, KU ended up being one of my biggest blessings in my personal life.
Yeah.
Because all these lessons that I'm sharing with you, we're sharing.
Yeah.
So it's about being happy with where you are.
Yeah.
And accepting, doing the best you can. If definitely your dream you want is the abroad way, do the best you can.
Pursue it
through UNISAP,
but
also be content with where you are.
Man. Nice, guys. I'd also want to know what are some of the lessons that you guys learned from university, and then now I'll read them in the next. I'll have a fully charged phone, and then I'll read them on the next episode. Man.
Thank you for having me as always.
Karibu sana. Ben. I have told you. Jake, as Atoli is to JKL, Wanjiru is to
The Psycho Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share. Leave a comment. Let's know how your uni experience was. And see you on the next episode. This is The Psycho Podcast. I appreciate you guys. I love you. See you next time.